Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. These podcasts are looking at background to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 1, and so far we've looked at the topics of Genesis, generations, gender, and gentleness. And we're going to finish with the topic of giving. Verse 20 to 25. After he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. The theme of giving is all over this passage, and indeed the entire gospel. Joseph is given a revelation by an angel. Mary is given a child by the Holy Spirit. Then Mary gives birth. They give him the name Jesus. God gives us his presence on earth, and the people of this world are given a saviour. How God delights to give. How much we've been given. Sometimes we forget how much we have been given in this life. Perhaps today would be a good day to spend some time in prayer thanking God for all the things he's given us. Maybe things we've not even noticed he's given us, or we've forgotten that he's given us in the past. But God is a giver, and we see this over and over again in the gospel. Matthew is a skilled writer. He sets the scene brilliantly in this first chapter. By the end, by verse 25, we know all the key issues about the origins and identity of Jesus. He is Messiah, King, Saviour, and the fulfillment of God's purpose in saving all peoples on earth. But perhaps most significant of all is the revelation that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Well, what difference does this make to us today? What difference will it make to you today, to you in the year ahead of you? A helpful personal Bible study might be to look at some passages that talk about Jesus and the Holy Spirit being with us, and then praying through them and asking God to make this truth a reality in our minds and hearts, and therefore affect the way we live. Like it says in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, "He gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good." I love that passage. Redeeming us from all wickedness, purify us, then we would be a people eager to do what is good. Well, I hope this reflection on Matthew chapter 1 has been an encouragement to you. Next time we'll go on to chapter 2. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.